Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. As we've been reporting this morning, we're seeing new clashes in Iran between opposition supporters and government forces. The opposition reports 50 arrests in clashes there. And the BBC's Tehran correspondent John Lyne has been following the story. He joins us now from London. John, what details are we getting about these new clashes this morning?
Well, it's a series of clashes, really. It started in the town of Najafabad yesterday evening. That's the hometown of Grand Ayatollah Montazeri, the dissident cleric who died at the weekend. There was a huge funeral for him on Monday, which has become a rallying point for the opposition. Now, again, supporters came out in his hometown last night. And now this morning, there was an attempt to hold a memorial service for him in Isfahan, quite close to Najafabad, big central city in Iran. According to one account I heard, the security forces went and they locked the gates of the mosque. So there was a big crowd left outside. A confrontation ensued. According to opposition websites, the members of the security forces, particularly the plainclothes besieged militia, started beating and attacking members of the opposition. There was tear gas thrown, a number of injuries and a number of arrests. All this so far only from opposition websites, but by all accounts it does sound a very tense situation.
Well, Iran's government-supported websites say they staged counter-rallies in Qom yesterday, and then we're getting, as you said, on some websites we're seeing that the 50 people were reported. How do we know what's true in all of these reports coming out of Iran?
Well, we've certainly seen a lot of pictures from Monday. I expect we've seen one or two pictures from yesterday and no doubt some more or less today, which I think will probably back up the fact that opposition demonstrations have taken place. Obviously, the government is trying to downplay it. They said there were only 5,000 people at the funeral on Monday. Well, one could see from the picture there were tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people there, even from the government's own pictures, which they showed on state TV. We've had another warning also from the police chief of Iran, who said that the opposition will be dealt with fiercely if they come out on the streets. So I think you can tell that the government is extremely nervous about what is going on.
And as you've said, in certain ways, these can be looked as ongoing protests, as they seem to bleed into one to the other. But are they increasing in intensity?
I think the opposition movement was already reviving before the death of Grand Ayatollah Montazeri, and his death has really become a new rallying point for them. You know, it's very difficult for the government. They couldn't ban the funeral. They can't ban the memorial ceremonies. And already we were expecting a tense time as we came up to this weekend, which is the Shiite Muslim holy festival of Ashura. Now it's looking like it could be a very major confrontation indeed.
And is the government running out of options in ways to deal with these protests?
Well, the government is trying to contain it. It attacks them on the edges sometimes. Sometimes their besiegers come and get smaller groups on the edges of these demonstrations. At the moment, it doesn't look like the opposition is threatening the very survival of the government. But if the momentum grows, obviously the threat to the regime gets bigger and bigger.
Okay, John Lyne is the Tehran correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He spoke to us from London about reports this morning that there are new clashes in Iran between opposition supporters and government forces. We will continue to follow that story as it develops.